You're listening to KATE Sports. We're joined in the studio by a state champion, two-time state champion, at 182 pounds, Zach Glazier of Albert Lea Wrestling. I guess now we'd say of Iowa Wrestling, as the career is done now, but you're coming off the state title win, your second in a row, a 50-0 season, nice even number, too, to go with it on your senior year. So how what's this week been for you since you've gotten back? We'll talk about wrestling in a minute, but what's it been like since you've gotten back to town and gotten to, well, see everybody again?
It's been good. A lot of people congratulating me and, you know, that kind of stuff you'd expect. Getting to relax a little bit. I mean, I'm still lifting every day after school, but, you know, not having to go to practice, changing it up, it's been nice. So, yeah, it's been fun coming back.
Take us through the weekend a little bit, because we get to see, and obviously we know you wrestle those rounds on one day, and then the second day you get into semifinals, championships, things like that. But take us through a little bit more of how you kind of strategize going into it, because again, you've been here before, you have some of that experience, and also just how much time are you getting in between these matches against, at this point, what is always some of the best competition in the state?
Well, I think, so we weighed in right away in the morning.
Is this on Friday, you're
saying? Friday. Yep, we weigh in the morning. Probably had 2 hours, I'd say, before I actually stepped on the mat. So I weighed in, got something to eat, you know, relaxed a little bit, and then started warming up. And then step on the mat about 2 hours after weigh-ins and first round, and you know, you always got to be ready first round, have a good warm-up, because you know, a lot of surprises happen at state tournament first round. You know, kids are going for broke, and, you know, some last time, or, you know, they got nothing to lose. So, I mean, people can get knocked off pretty easy, so can't take it lightly. But, after that, get done wrestling, get to relax a bit. It was a few hours, I don't know. You get a fair amount of time to relax, and then come back for the next round. Same preparation, same warm up. Just do it all again, and then you go out on the mat again, and done with that, you get to relax and watch some more wrestling. You know, watch wrestlebacks, and got to get to bed and be ready for the next day, Saturday.
You've been here before, but you never felt, I guess, rushed in between matches at all, or that you didn't have full enough time to prepare or get ready, or that you had to make an adjustment?
No, I mean, you got plenty of time, and any adjustments that need to be made, you can make them pretty easily. It's I like the schedule. It allows you to go back to the hotel and you know, take a nap in between and fully recover and everything, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice. As we mentioned before, this is a place you've been before. You won the title last year as well. Yep. How was this year's run different from what you did last year?
I'd say, last year I had the expectation too, but this year, I mean, even more, like, I knew it. Everyone else knew it. It was going to be me and you know, King in the final, same kid I've wrestled all year. And so I guess just knowing that was part of it, you know.
What kind of relationship have you built with Cade King throughout the time that you guys have been wrestling against each other? Because, as you mentioned, it's been four times this year, and obviously a lot throughout your guys' career as well. Five times this year now already with sections too. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, not. We've known each other, you know, obviously more than just this year. It's not a good relationship. It's definitely a rivalry, and you know, there's no one that I would hate to lose to more, and I know it's the same for him. I know he absolutely hates losing to me, so that makes it all much better though for me.
Yeah,
it's even more satisfaction because I know that that he hates it. So relationship, not a good one, but it's. It's a fun rivalry.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a friendly rivalry, but one that both of you enjoy, for sure.
Yeah, makes it all the more fun getting it done.
Did you think that the fact that you had gone up against him a few times already, or a lot of times already, not gave you an advantage? Because, again, it's the same for he as it was for you, but helped you prepare for facing him again?
You know, it's different every time. You know, little things are different, throwing out new strategies, usually from him, you know, he's the one losing. He's the one that's got to make the adjustments to win the match. So really it's more of, you know, little things for me, but it's in-match adjustments that I got to make, you know, based off of what he's doing. Because, you know, I'm winning the matches, I not really have a lot of adjustments to make. You know, I've, you know, doing the right thing. So
that's true. 15-0, it's harder to be nitpicky.
Yeah.
As you guys now are done for the season and for you a career, was there a certain point at all between when it ended on Saturday night and now, or maybe it hasn't happened yet, or maybe it's still kind of progressively happening, that it kind of hit you that this is it? There's not another, again, you said you've been working out, but not another practice, another meet to get ready
for.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't really hit me yet, but I mean, I've thought about it, but the feeling, it still hasn't hit me. You know, after Saturday night, I mean, it was all happiness and, you know, celebrating the win and everything. So wasn't really thinking about the fact that, you know, it was over. It'll hit me at some point, but not yet. But
all right, well, glad you're enjoying it, at least for now. You got some time to at least be happy about it for a bit. How excited are you to get a career started at Iowa now? I'm looking forward to what you're going to be doing next. It's one of the best teams in the country and one of the best conferences in the country. It's just such another big chapter for you as you end this career and get ready to start another one. What are some of the goals that you have for going in as someone who's pretty much, I'm sure, achieved near every goal that you wanted to get to at your high school level?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. Goals, obviously, you know, I'm in a red shirt first year, and then hope to be on the team, be the guy as a red shirt freshman, and ultimately the goal is to be a national champion, All-American, you know. So and I feel that I'm in the best place to do that, and you know, that's why I'm going there. So I'm super excited. It's going to be fun.
Why do you feel like Iowa is the best place for you to try and achieve that? Why choose the Hawkeyes over the number of other schools that you were looking at?
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of other great schools, a lot of other, you know, good schools in the country. I think what sets them apart is just the unique intensity they have and the unique approach to the sport that they have differently than other programs. They probably train harder than any other program, and mentally, I think the coaches do a great job of getting their guys to the level that they need to be, and, you know, thinking the right things and believing that, you know, they're the best in the country. And I think that's what kind of sets them apart, is, you know, they believe it into existence, and that's good.
You're leaving a high school team now that, again, it's much more than just a team. You've been involved in this pretty much your entire life, getting involved with whether it was school wrestling or just growing up. The entire program, while other kids were playing hockey or doing basketball, you were wrestling. Why did you do that, and how much does this program mean to you as you get ready now to leave it?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I've been on, you know, varsity for the last 5 years, and so some of the memories I've made with, you know, we've been on two state teams, and we've had some really good teams, and just the memories I've made have been great. So yeah, that's going to be tough, tough to walk away from. But yeah, it's been awesome to be a part of this program.
Well, I think everyone would agree you've taken full advantage of the opportunity to be a part of it, and I know everyone here is looking forward to seeing what you end up going on to do at Iowa and then further on. Zach, thanks again for coming into the studios to talk for us for a few minutes about
thank you.
The state title victory, and of course, congratulations on that victory, his second consecutive as he's the 182-pound state champion in Class AAA.